grow foolish and live. Are you wise? Do you have your future plotted out in your mind? Do you know what steps you will need to take to reach your life goal? What is your dream? Does it end when this life does? Some say, he who dies with the most toys wins. But Paul tells us, let no one fool himself. If someone among you thinks he is wise by this world's standards, let him become foolish, so that he may become really wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Does the thought of becoming foolish seem foolish to you? Does it make any sense in your mind to abandon the path you have laid out for yourself? For the wisdom of this world is nonsense as far as God is concerned. He traps the wise in their own cleverness. Adonai, the Lord, knows the thoughts of the wise are worthless. 1 Corinthians 3:19. As a child of God, you are not your own boss anymore. Your life now belongs to Jesus, who belongs to God. You do not sit at the command post. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. Does the thought of giving up your throne frighten you in any way? Are you afraid of losing yourself if you let go of the wheel? Move over and let Jesus have the driver's seat. It's been my experience that when Jesus drives, I am safe and in for a joyride. Perhaps through some tunnels, loops, twists, and scary hills, but safe in his arms. Don't you know that you people are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you yourselves are that temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Lord offers us everything if we are willing to consider ourselves nothing before him. It's that backward way of God again. Would you rather be elevated by people and human standards, or throw caution to the wind, letting God determine your path? If you think you can journey alone, consider your destination carefully. Let go and let God.